This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. The international community must put human rights ahead of policy changes when it comes to negotiations with North Korea, which is officially known as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK. That's the advice of the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights for the Nation, Thomas Quintana, who says despite denuclearization and peace developments underway, local authorities have not shown any willingness to comply with international human rights laws and obligations. In New York this week, to brief General Assembly Committee members, Mr. Quintana shared his latest report findings with Li Ling Huang of UN News' Chinese unit.
First, let me emphasize that as the UN Human Rights Rapporteur, I commend the efforts of those who are involved in these negotiations. It's very important. Not only the U.S. and North Korea, but also South Korea and North Korea. That's very important. That process is moving fast. The rapprochement between the two countries, which has been divided for 70 years after the Korean War, it is very important for the Korean Peninsula. And they are working towards denuclearization in the Korean Peninsula. They are working towards peace and prosperity, and we need to commend these efforts. Now, I have the responsibility at the same time to have a human rights view perspective of these negotiations, this process which is moving forward. And unfortunately, on the ground in North Korea and the DPR Korea, the situation has not changed, and the human rights situation remains very serious. And that's why here in New York, I came here to New York to report to the General Assembly to let the members know that this is my assessment, that they need to have a more emphasis on the human rights situation.
So in terms of the attitude toward human rights for the government of DPRK, have you observed any changes?
Unfortunately, I haven't seen a change, as you say, a change of attitude from the leadership and from the authorities in DPR Korea in regards to opening up to the UN system, in regards to opening a dialogue with the human rights United Nations institutions. This is what most of the countries around the world do. You grant access to your territory, you allow the observers to go to exchange views with the authorities, but also to talk to the civil society organizations working on the ground. This is what entails my responsibility, my mandate. And unfortunately, again, the DPR Korea so far, despite the progress on the negotiations on peace and prosperity and denuclearization, despite that those important developments on the human rights perspective, we haven't seen any progress at all, any willingness from the authorities to engage, to cooperate with the United Nations on the human rights agenda. Yesterday, I addressed here the General Assembly, and we had a very meaningful discussion, and the topic of the discussion was that in any peace process, the experience and history shows that if you leave aside the human rights discussion in the future, that may pose risks for any negotiation or any peace process to be sustainable.
The Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in DPRK has recommended that the Security Council to refer the situation of DPRK to the International Criminal Court. Do you think in the current situation, the international community should pursue this?
At the moment, the Security Council of the United Nations is discussing other thing, which is the existence of the sanctions system or the sanctions regime against the DPRK because of the nuclear and missile program. So at the moment, the discussions here in New York and at the Security Council are going to this direction, which is whether or not to start easing the sanctions or lifting some sanctions or not. And this depends on their negotiations. So I don't see at the moment any space to discuss the possibility of this referral that you mentioned.
So right now, what is your biggest concern regarding to human rights in DPRK?
One of the most serious human rights abuses that is included in the report is the situation in the political prison camps in DPR Korea. At the moment, we don't have much information about that situation, about how many people are living there, what is the system which rules the camps, what is the situation in regards to the basic needs of these prisoners, food, health. We don't know much. And there's a black hole in North Korea about the political prison camps. And I hope that those who are negotiating with North Korea understand that if they reach any agreement, they will be declaring peace, and they will start doing businesses with a country which has this kind of political prison camps. And that's, for me as a reporter, is a very, very serious concern, because, again, it is very difficult to access to information. Most of the information about the situation, human rights situation in North Korea, I can get it from those who escape the country. Lack of freedoms, lack of access to basic social rights like food, health, etc., discrimination, etc., etc. But the situation of political prison camps is so particular that it's very difficult to know more about it.
In the current situation, what do you think the international community can do more to help to improve the human rights situation in DPRK?
That's an issue which may be responded straight away by saying, don't forget about human rights. Don't put aside human rights in your negotiations. And that will be a very simple call for the international community. But my role is to try to convince and make the international community understand that they should do that. Because at least for the time being, we don't see a clear stance in this respect. Although, let me say that at least formally here at the sessions, the Republic of Korea, the United States of America, and some others have formally ratified their commitment to the human rights of the people in North Korea, their commitment to continue call for improvement on the ground. Now, the question is whether this is becoming a reality during the negotiations. So the importance of my presence here, and also of this interview, and let me take the opportunity to thank you for asking me for this interview, is to flag human rights, to make more visible the importance of human rights in North Korea. Otherwise, discussions will go other way. I understand the importance of the challenge of denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. That's very important, and to reach peace. Yesterday, one of the delegations took the floor and expressed this opinion. The distinguished delegate said, "We need to arrange a political agreement and then discuss human rights." So it's like a sequence. The delegate put it as a sequence and like a prioritization. My response was that that could be risky. That could be risky because you may, once you reach a political agreement, then you might not have space for a human rights discussion. So that has to be at the same time or together, and this is my call at this moment in New York.